Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic episode from the podcast's archives. Over the millennia, humans have used all kinds of methods to preserve the bodies of the dead after their lives have ended, and for all kinds of spiritual and emotional reasons. But today's episode is about one case of accidental preservation after death, through copper. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Imagine opening a dusty box shelved away in a research facility. Inside, you see some small bones, a few antique artifacts, and a tiny mummified hand colored an eerie shade of green. Would you shriek in terror? Would you worry it was a harbinger of some terrible curse? Would you at least see if the mummified hand could grant you a wish or two? Remove the literary shock value, and that's precisely the dilemma that presented itself in 2005 when two biological anthropologists at Hungary's University of Szeged investigated a box filled with small bones and the mummified hand of a human baby found in central Hungary. Though discovered in a medieval cemetery, the remains of the baby, either premature, miscarried, or stillborn, according to the researchers, date back to only the second half of the 19th century. But how was the baby's hand mummified, and why wasn't the rest of its body equally preserved? To answer this mystery, the researchers looked to the artifacts found alongside these human remains. A small ceramic pot and corroded copper coin were part of the burial package. The researchers found that the copper coin exactly fit in the baby's hand and surmised the copper from the coin leached into and preserved the organic material. Their findings were published in a paper in the journal Archaeological and Anthropological Sciences. The paper details that the mummified hand contained copper levels 497 times higher than would be expected, and that another baby found at the site, buried without a coin, did not show similar mummification. The authors wrote in the paper, According to ethnographic references, newborns who died without being baptized were rolled up in some sort of textile and buried in a pot, for example, a milk jug or a small wooden box in abandoned cemeteries, usually located close to the ruins of medieval churches. They also point out that low-value coins were occasionally placed next to or in the hands of a corpse as an offering to the afterlife. In its metallic form, copper is antimicrobial and can rapidly kill bacteria, yeasts, and viruses. Ancient civilizations knew of copper's microbe-fighting powers. In fact, one of the oldest books ever discovered is an ancient Egyptian medical text known as the Edwin Smith Papyrus. Dating back to between 2600 and 2200 BCE, it describes using copper to sterilize chest wounds and drinking water. And the practice continues to this day. Researchers proposed in 2009 using special copper drinking vessels to sterilize water in areas where other antibacterial medicines and applications are less common. Today's episode is based on the article "Anthropologists Discover Mummified Green Baby Hand" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Christopher Hasiotis. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.